a firm of scrap metal merchants up in London took on the job. They obviously paid for it, but in scrap metal. But this beautiful aircraft, they came down with their truck. It was parked on one side of the hangar. By then we were flight testing Britannia, so we were up and down all the time. But they came in with acetylene torches, and they'd stand at the end of this massive great wing section and cut through a part of it and let it crash to the floor. And that's the way they cut it up. And I was severely heartbroken. It was still on its wheels when I brought back the Britannia on one occasion, but they cut through the nose of it, and the whole cockpit area was down on the floor where Bill Pegg and Wally Gibb had sat in there to fly the aircraft. It seemed terrible, really, but then it was still piston engines, and by then there were turboprops and jet engines coming in, so it had to go anyway, and you couldn't preserve it. It was too big an aircraft. They've got a job now to try and preserve the Concorde, haven't they? They can't even get it undercover at the moment, which is a shame.